Similar worries accompanied the outbreak of SARS in 2002 and 2003 when the virus emerged in the southern province of Guangdong before spreading across China and around the world, killing nearly 800 people in at least 17 countries. China had just joined the World Trade Organization, gaining access to markets around the globe. It was harnessing its seemingly limitless supply of low-wage workers to produce cheap consumer goods. Its economy centered on exports. Its consumer market remained in its infancy. In the years since, China's annual economic output has multiplied more than eightfold to nearly $14 trillion from $1.7 trillion, according to the World Bank. Its share of global trade has more than doubled to 12.8% last year from 5.3% in 2003, according to Oxford Economics. Its economic output per person has multiplied to roughly $9,000 from last year to about $1,500 in 2003, giving households additional cash for an enormous range of consumer goods. China today accounts for about one-third of global economic growth, a larger share of global growth than from the U.S., Europe, and Japan combined. Andy Rothman, an economist at Matthews Asia, an investment fund manager, noted during recent testimony before a congressional panel. The American semiconductor industry is particularly entrenched in China, which is both a major manufacturing hub and a market for its products. Intel's customers in China accounted for about $20 billion in revenue in 2019, or 28% of its total for the year. Qualcomm, the dominant maker of chips for mobile phones, is even more dependent on China, drawing 47% of its annual revenue, or nearly $12 billion, from sales in the country. No one knows how long the coronavirus outbreak will last, how far it will spread, or how many lives it will claim. It is impossible to calculate the extent to which it will disrupt China's economy. But China's formidable stature in the world economy means that the impact of the current outbreak is likely to substantially exceed that of SARS. The knock-on effects for the global economy are going to be much larger than they were, said Nicholas Lardy, a China expert at the Peterson Institute for International Economics in Washington. For manufacturers, the timing of the outbreak may limit the damage. They just completed the fourth quarter when production increases to meet demand for the winter holidays. The end of January is typically slow. But the effects of the virus on supply chains, which have grown notoriously complex, are difficult to anticipate. A single part of an advanced product, like a smart TV, may be made of dozens of smaller components, with each of those assembled from other pieces. Companies themselves often do not know the suppliers that are three and four rungs down the chain.